My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, obviously, the quarterback, Kyler Murray, is an explosive player. You know what I'm saying? Just making sure we have a plan for him, a rush plan for him, because he makes a lot of plays with his legs, off-schedule plays, making sure that we're plastering our routes. You know what I'm saying? Because he has that ability.
Is it making it a bit easier playing against Josh all summer and then wanting a guy like Kyler who is mobile as well?
For sure. I mean, having a mobile quarterback in practice definitely helps us, like, get ready for the games. You know what I'm saying? So having him all training camp definitely helps.
What else has helped you get ready for Kyler? Like, do you look back to the last time you played him? Do you look at more recent stuff? Or sorry.
Definitely. I mean, we look at his history, you know what I'm saying, and how he plays the game. And I've played him, you know what I'm saying? So I remember how it was and how explosive, how he scrambles and stuff like that.
What else? Like, what do you remember specifically just on Kyler? Like, how it helped you guys defend him?
Just specifically just making sure that we're affecting him by how we're rushing, and even if we have a chance to sack him, like, just making sure we're coming to balance and not just running straight through, because he makes a lot of people miss.
What's it like preparing for a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr., who, you know, has the potential to be explosive, but you haven't seen him in an NFL game yet?
It's tough. You know what I'm saying? It's tough when rookies coming in, but We watch everything, you know what I'm saying? So we've seen enough tape on him, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Not in a Cardinals uniform, but in college. So just using that for the best of our abilities.
Tarik Woolner on Sunday, what do you want to see out of Bills Mafia?
Man, I already know. it's going to be rocking, you know what I'm saying? So I'm super excited for that. Whole defense, we're talking about it. Like, we got to make sure that we're on point with our stuff, just because it's so hard to communicate in our stadium.
Does it feel like a Cardinals offense with a dual threat quarterback like Kyler Murray and all the weapons that they have? Does it almost feel like to you guys like it's going to be a good gauge of where this defense is at after all the offseason work that you guys have done? Like, a good test in this first week of the season?
For sure. I mean, this is the NFL, so it's like Every team would be a good test for us, you know? So I just feel like it's just the first game of the season. So it's going to be a test, but I think we're up for the challenge.
Multiple tight ends, they like to do that. Yeah. What do you think about defending that element of their game?
Just making sure that we're, one, stopping the run, because I know that's what they're going to try to do. With the double tight ends, just getting off those blocks and making plays. And even in a pass game, just not getting too, we think in this run, because they got tight ends on the field. They got tight ends that can catch the ball pretty well.
Bobby spoke this morning about, you know, getting ready to call the defense for his first time in NFL. Yeah. What have you seen out of him this week?
I say this all the time, his energy. You know what I'm saying? His energy, his juice, and his passion for the game. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I see literally 100% of the time. So it's great when you have a D coordinator like that, because he's so into the game, and he's going to be making sure that he's on his P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying, doing the best that he can. And that's great to have a D coordinator like that.
Sean McDermott spoke on you taking a step as a leader. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you've done kind of to do that as well?
Just making sure that the guys come together, you know what I'm saying? Especially with my DB group and even the defense as a whole. Just making sure that we're spending time together off the field, you know what I'm saying? And Buffalo, it's a great place to do that. We all live around the corner from the stadium. So it's like we could be together pretty much, have dinner every week, you know what I'm saying? I feel like most places aren't doing that.
What's the general approach for you guys on defense going into week one of the season? They don't have film on you guys, so you guys don't really have much film on them.
Yeah.
So what's kind of like the overall approach we wanted to?
Just using our fundamentals. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we got to do what we do, and I feel like we do it well. So just making sure we're playing, executing at a high level is probably the biggest thing, and playing with that energy and juice.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.